WHTC News time is 7:40, and it's been a couple of weeks since I spoke to him because I was sick last Monday, and Gary Stevens filled in nicely for me like he normally does whenever I am sick or somebody has to fill in the morning show. But nice to talk to you again, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well, Dan. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm excited to hear about the men's bowling report, but I want to go quickly remind all of our listeners that the bowling report is presented by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand, and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency Coop and Burr on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC. So it's been a while, Jim. We got some high scores, hopefully, to tell us about today.
We do have high scores, and we do have the unofficial standings of the team event portion of our men's and women's city tournament.
Okay.
And the team event took place at Alley's over in Douglas. We had 79 teams.
Wow.
That participated in the last 4 weeks.
Is that a pretty high number?
It is. It's up from last year, so
good.
We're climbing the ladder back to what we were years ago, so that's good. Let's take a look at the current standings. In the team event handicap, Tim's Towing kind of set a mark about 4 weeks ago, and nobody captured that high number. They totaled out at 35.85. The team members are John Butt, Brian Hembry, Brandon Plagamar, Roy Scarborough, and Landon Johnson were the team members of Tim's Towing who won team event handicap with 35.85. Graphic Signs, team number one, moved into first place scratch yesterday. Tim Cruzy, Chris Brummels, Ron Cole, Seth Bauman, and Jim Rennick totaled out at 32.82 to capture team event scratch. We have new leaders for the doubles handicap. Seth Bauman and Jeremy Duran set a new tournament record with a total of 16.03. Seth Bauman had games of 255, 280, and finished up with 210 for a 745. And his partner, Jeremy Duran, with 238, 277, 214 for a 729, which gave them the leading total for double scratch of 1474. And then plus their 129 pins handicap gave them the winning total of 16.03, along with a new tournament title. Tim Woodwijk is still leading in singles handicap with also a new tournament record of 894. Tim entered the tournament with 174 average, had games of 229, 298, and 224 for his highest series ever of 743. Plus his 151 pins handicap gave him a new tournament record lead of 894. Joe Cote set the pace the first weekend of the tournament for single scratch. Joe had games of 224, 276, and 255, currently leading single scratch with 755. Jeremy Duran is currently our leader in the all events. Jeremy had a team event score of 744, double score of 729, and a single score of 650, plus his 260 pins handicap gave him the total of 2390 to be leading all events handicap. Seth Bauman is currently leading all events scratch with scores of 773, 745, and 676, with a 2194 total. In the senior division of the tournament, senior singles, Ken Perry is still leading with 808. Ken had games of 267, 200, and 279 for a 746 plus a 62 pins handicap for an 808. And currently leading in the senior doubles division, Ken Perry and Harry Whiteman with 1491. All of the top 20 for the city tournament for the men are posted on our website, greaterhollandbowling.com. And Mary will have the women's leaders for the women's city tournament on tomorrow's program. Our high game this week was 290, and that was 11 strikes in a row bowled by Romero Reyes from the West Ottawa League. Romero will be receiving a Crystal Award from USBC for 11 strikes in a row. We had two bowlers one pin away from a 290, two bowlers with 289s, and they were Derek Reyes from Suburban and Vic Wainer from Tri-City. Bowling a 280 this week was Nick Coinga from Zealand Monday Trios. We have five bowlers with 279s, Troy Lutz from Zealand Monday Trios, Kevin Meschke from Sweet 16, Chris Beverwijk from Businessmen's, Jeff Clock from Businessmen's, and Ryan Garvelink from Tri-City. And finishing up our top 10 this week, two bowlers with 278s, and they were Ryan Mead from Tri-City and Scott J. Smith from Tri-City League. In the high series for the week, two bowlers tie with 781. They were Derek Reyes from Suburban and Todd Grams from Tri-City. Bowling a 771 this week was Kevin Meschke from Sweet 16. Romero Reyes from West Ottawa, along with his 290 game, had a 757 series. Chuck Otten from Suburban with 750. Ryan Mead from Tri-City with 749. Bob Zuverink from Suburban with 747. Kurt DeYoung from the BML League with 742. Craig Boorman from Zealand Suburban with 736. Two bowlers tie with 732, and they were Troy Lutz from Zealand Monday Trios and Scott A. Smith from the Businessmen's League. Nick Coinga from Zealand Monday Trios was 730. Courtney Slider from Tuesday Night Community was 726. Chris Brummels from Tri-City was 725. Dan Schuerman from a Tuesday Night Community with 723. Terry Steele from Suburban was 710. Josh Van Order from Zealand Suburban was 708. Mike Vandenbosch from Tri-City also with a 708. Jeff Clock from the Businessmen's League bowled a 706 this past week. Jim Rennick from Tri-City with 705. And Scott J. Smith from Tri-City with 703. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 25, Dan. And we'll have about 5 or 6 weeks to go. And we have another season under our belt. So we're looking forward to playing some golf.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that if I get any time to do it. I know I've only been here for about a month now, Jim, but it seems like the bowling season has blown past us already.
Exactly. It has gone on. Once you get into tournament time, it really starts to finish up very rapidly. So we have one more week of our city tournament, doubles and singles, going on at Zealand Lanes next weekend. So we'll have the complete unofficial standings along with the complete prize list next week, Monday.
All right, Jim DeGraff with the Men's Bowling Report. Jim, thank you so much. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, Dan. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Jim DeGraff joining us here on 1450 WHTC.